Happy New Year, more or less. It's me, Bexworth.
I was like, Bill?
I was trying to remember it.
Bill?
I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
It's good when we can get to the actual names within about 20 seconds. That's sort of what the goal is.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
We got one of them clear boys today.
A clear boy?
A gift from Tommy himself.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
We got...
I don't know if I want to drink it anymore.
Sprecher Diamond. Lychee.
Lychee.
Yeah.
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 Have you had much lychee flavored stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I have also had lychees, so.
I've had, like, actual lychee in things, but I don't think I've ever had a lychee.
I have.
Wait, I might have. Who knows? It is mystery. But this probably tastes like it
because
the last one we did
tasted
pretty
spot real good.
On. Yep. Yeah.
It was real good.
Yeah. So I'm excited to just punch 2017 right at its butt gut, get it out of here, and just start 2018 with something nice. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just crack this on open.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Now, if I recall, the last one we had was the Asian pear.
Here. Yes.
I can sort of smell it from here, and I'm leaning back on the couch.
Yeah, lychee ain't a weak flavor.
No, it ain't. If I remember, the carbonation really came in once it was already in one's mouth, and like...
Yeah, it was really like a wild event.
Yeah, it was an experience, to be sure. So, I am excited.
Yeah. I've been really looking forward to trying the rest of these.
Ah, yes, there it is.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, boy! Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
And these are not bad wows. These are impressed. At least I am.
I mean, it smells like lychee.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like garbage.
No, it smells a little bit like cleaning solution, but lychee sort of smells like cleaning solution, so...
Yeah.
Just on the back. Not like the front end, but the back end of it. It's like,
sure.
Yeah.
And as before, this Bev is perfectly clear.
Yep. I mean, they call it Diamond for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. It smells great.
It does. It does smell real good.
You want to...
Good to go?
Give it the mouth? Yeah. Cool. It tastes a lot heavier than it smells.
Yeah. It tastes... Okay.
It does kind of feel like I had a fruit in my mouth, like, 30 seconds ago.
Okay. It's still there.
Yeah. That flavor holds on.
It does. It's not like it's an aftertaste necessarily, because it's still the same taste.
Well, it's a slightly less version of the same taste.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah. Because the initial taste, like, lands on your damn tongue. It almost feels like you put fruit in there. Like, it's actually weighing my tongue down.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressively. Like, this is some crazy-ass flavor science.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It's kind of bracing.
I feel stronger having
I don't necessarily feel that. it's giving Bill superpowers and
yes. Come on, heat vision. Well, you probably still haven't listened to that arc yet.
What?
You know.
And dragons?
No, I need to start posting that again.
What? It's, commitment?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't.
Yeah. It's been like a month and a half since I've done And Dragons.
Biscuits, man.
Yeah. A lot of stuff came up.
Yeah, that's fair.
And also...
Life does that.
I hate editing that show. It's awful.
Hey, if any of you And Dragons dudes wants to give Bill a Christmas present... Just, edit the show for him.
Just take one, like, 2-hour session and break it up into some eps. That's all I want.
Yep.
Man. So, what are some of your favorite memories of 2017?
Let's see. Mmm. 2017 was a doozy.
It's been
a year. Yeah. Let's see.
Like on the wide scope, it's been a dumpo.
Yeah.
But like on a narrow scope, it's been really good.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm gonna see if I can find. I have a fond memory that I am remembering. I just don't remember the date on it, so I'm gonna check details. Yep. Okay. So. One of my fond memories of 2017 is, well, I think it was, a birthday. I'm going to say it was Brooke's birthday because there were pirates involved, and I don't know if that was Danielle's, Diggs, and I can't remember either of their birthdays offhand, so ta-da!
Cool.
but if I know them, which I might not. Brooke, when's your birthday anyway? Since I know you listened to this.
Send an email to sid@andbetter.org.
There you go. Everybody, what is Brooke's birthday?
Yeah.
Just, what is it? Everybody, just what
just
do you think
it is? Brooke's birthday is, and then a date.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Alice got real drunk. Cool. And suffice it to say, I personally have... audio recordings of some of her drunk ravelings, and that is a favorite memory that I can revisit whenever I want.
Was that pre or post or during the drunken black sales explanations?
Oh no, it was the drunken black sales explanations.
I feel like I've heard some of that.
Oh, you did. I only let anyone listen to one of them.
It's probably for the best for everybody.
Yep. Yep. The other one is mine. Otherwise, let's see. I got a job.
Right? Yeah.
I got a job.
Yeah. You moved.
I moved.
Yeah.
That was fine.
You took one of my chairs.
I did.
Which
is a good memory for you.
Yeah.
and it's a nice chair to have.
Yeah.
So, definitely. It works. Let's see. I got cast as Esmeralda in Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is a pretty gut darn good.
What? Do you want me to put links to tickets in the
If you show would, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so that's a thing that is happening that I'm super stoked for.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be rad.
It's going to be so rad.
Yeah.
Ah!
I still need to get tickets.
No, I mean, it's not until the end of January, so there's time. And it's
Which I'm
two weekends
for
worth of
I'm,
shows.
I'm
so
bailing the state the first weekend of January.
Oh.
And I was just like, I really hope that isn't one of
Oh,
the
no,
weekends.
No. It's the last two weekends of January.
That's what I thought. But
yep.
I was just like,
yeah.
I'm going to fly to Baltimore.
Yeah. For what?
So, MAGFest.
What is that?
We're going to be at MAGFest. Not Abby.
Not me. I'm in rehearsals.
There's going to be...
We're going to start doing runs
There's
going to
be
week.
Four and better people at MAGFest. That's gonna be tight. Meg stands for music in games.
Oh, I feel like we've talked about this before. So.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I always wanted to go.
Sweet.
So. But by the time that I could
feasibly do that,
I was going on the cruise.
Yeah.
And that was always either right next to or during the cruise. And I was
maybe not that.
Same reason I've never been to Anime Milwaukee.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Always just lands right in there.
Just right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if... I know we'll be doing runs at that point in the show. I don't know if we're going to have rehearsal every day or not. I should check that.
Yeah, we should figure out how much we should stockpile.
Yeah, we're going to need to stockpile some shit, man.
I'm free all next week. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time grabbing a bunch of, like, smaller anecdotes and life events, because the one memory that immediately came to mind for 2017, this is good.
Oh, okay.
This was like one of the best days I've ever had.
Oh.
On one single day, I wrapped up the biggest project I've ever worked at work that I was the lead on my team
for. Holy shit.
I arranged the 100th episode of the SodaCast.
Oh.
And I asked Phoebe out.
On one day?
On one day.
You fucking killed that day.
Yeah, I smoked that day so hard.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was super good.
And all three of those things worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, aside for my car getting broken into, but the episode itself...
It worked out
turned
great
out okay.
For me.
Yeah, for you it was fine. It was fine.
That episode also didn't turn out great.
I mean...
We lost a lot of stuff. Like, there was like an hour of us in the tasting room.
Yeah.
Just, like, reviewing samples and chit-chatting and stuff. And the only audio that I got from that tasting room was the clip at the end of that episode where I was explaining to Bob what Puyo Puyo Tetris was.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's not good.
2017, Puyo Puyo Tetris came out, and I took second in a tournament.
You did?
Yeah.
I was there for that.
I won a GameStop gift card, and I spent that on 75% of the cost of the Zelda DLC.
Nice.
Which I haven't played yet, but...
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. I played Wolfenstein.
I bought Shovel Knight with that.
Wolfenstein, which was fucking awesome. I played all three of them this year.
I wouldn't mind playing any of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They seem...
I mean, let's be real.
I played Nier Automata. That was great.
Let's be real.
Destiny 2.
If I can kill Nazis. If I can kill Nazis, I'm good. Usually.
Yeah.
If I have the choice in a video game to kill Nazis.
Yeah.
I don't... I mean...
Red Dead Redemption? Gonna shoot a Nazi. Sonic Heroes? Gonna jump up into the air, turn into a ball, and homing attack a Nazi.
I mean, if I could, I would play those games, but I can't.
Man, I would play some...
Sonic Nazis?
Sonic has already dabbled into weird revisionist, like, alternate history
stuff. Oh, no.
Because we got Sonic and the Black Knight.
Okay, that is true.
And in Shadow the Hedgehog, he definitely tries to assassinate the president.
That's
one of the story... Like, it's got crazy branching story arcs, and that's one of, like, the later levels of one of the arcs. He tries to assassinate the president.
Okay. Sure, I guess. That's
The Game Grumps landed on that route when they were playing through
Shadow. Somehow. I'm so surprised.
Well, they didn't aim for it.
I'm not surprised that their choices would take them down that route.
To assassinate the president. Oh, those were good episodes.
That doesn't surprise me at all. my brother got a puppy.
That's exciting.
And he's a cute puppy, and he's got a little triangle on his tail, so they named him Arrow.
That's fun.
Yep. He's a sweetie.
I did not get a puppy.
No. I Reconnected with old friends.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of my friends from fucking middle school.
Oh, yeah.
Wild. My roommate calls me at literally yesterday. My roommate calls me and he says, "Hey, so I was just at GameStop and the clerk dude, when I put your phone number in, said, is that..."
What the fuck?
Oh,
I have a box of dots.
Is that... you said Abby John... That wouldn't be... And he says my full name. And my roommate's like, "Yes, that is her."
Go on.
And he says, "Well, he says, tell her that blank," I mean, his name, "says hi."
Protect the innocent.
Right. I mean, yes, protecting the innocent. Don't worry, bud. I got you. But yeah, so that was wild.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
you
I
got
mean,
to see my Bim Bam Lab.
Oh, yeah, we yeah. did.
I got my poster hung.
I did too. Yeah. And I'm wearing the jacket that I wore to that show.
So you are.
Fancy that. With yeah. my, I've got a Hamilton pin on it, and I've got some good Island Boy shit on it.
It's fun.
And some drama masks for Travis, because Travis.
Yeah.
It's got a horse patch on the back, which is relevant.
Justin did a lot of theater stuff too.
Yeah, just no, not I know. Career-wise. Right, right, but it was, and I yeah. and yeah, and obviously all three of them are very dramatic.
Well, I feel like I saw some other. I did see Mountain Goats twice this year.
Really?
Yeah, because he came to Indy in the spring, and I was just like, "Ah, shit, that's as close as he's gonna come." And then he came to Madison.
No, oh, no.
And I was like,
"Well,
I'll go to that."
Yep.
Yeah. Let's I'm not see. Huge on the new album, so the indie show is better. But, what are you going
to do? Let's see, what else?
Just realized how close that was to the mic. That's fine.
It was the sound of a tissue, ladies and gentlemen.
I went on probably my last
cruise.
Joko cruise, yeah.
Wild and Which crazy
was,
time.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I don't have any stories to bring back. And I was just like... That feels weird.
Yeah.
So
it just sort of was.
It happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely saw They Might Be Giants at Gen Con.
That's good.
That was good. Mm-hmm. That was Eric's first TMBG show.
Aw.
It was
Hi,
my,
Eric.
Like, probably 10th. Seen them a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good show. It was in the Pacers Stadium.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, they packed that place because tickets were like $10.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell
you,
yeah.
You could pay $14 to get on the floor, $10 to sit in the bleachers. And after like four songs, they're just like, "Ah, screw it. Everybody come down." And there were so many people crushing like the people checking tickets that they just gave up.
Oh my God.
And Eric conga'd up to the front of the crowd. So you got to hang out up there and watch. All that, and John and I stood way back where we could actually hear.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
That was fun.
Let's see, do we do anything else this year of note?
I mean, we relaunched this.
I bought a car!
Yeah, that's awesome!
I mean, I got in a car accident, so I had to buy a new car, but...
Woo!
Yeah! It was an accident. I just sort of went off the on-ramp. But, hey, it's cool. I'm fine.
There you go.
Actually fine. That wasn't sarcastic. I'm actually 100% fine. But you said, yeah, we relaunched the SodaCast.
Yep.
So, thanks for getting through this year with us, y'all.
You're welcome.
I didn't mean you.
I try.
Okay. Anyway.
And it shows.
We should review the soda.
We should review the soda.
That we have now both finished.
Yeah, it was lovely.
It was fine.
Yeah. The mouthfeel after drinking it, I like it.
I don't.
I feel like it went down pretty clean, and I'm getting just enough lingering taste.
Eh. I don't remember what I rated the pear one. This is going to be nowhere near the pear one.
I know you rated the pear one lower than I did.
Even though I really liked it.
Yeah. I'd rate this one lower as well.
Yeah. I mean,
the pear is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. This is...
It's
very,
fine.
This is very good, I'd say.
I think it was a little too much for me. I've never really been... I don't mind lychee. I don't really like it.
Okay.
So it was a little too heavy.
Okay, that's fair. For me. I feel like this is where I'm gonna land on the blackberry.
Yeah.
So.
Whenever that happens. That's not a
hint that it's gonna be Halloween.
Oh, no. I mean, we got enough fucking soda to last us that long, probably. So.
This soda feels like you went somewhere and you had an amazing cocktail.
Okay.
And then you, like a few weeks later, you're just like, I bet I could make that cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to mix it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you fucking nail it. The flavor is spot on to what you remember. But you're just like, eh.
Yeah.
I remember liking this more. Mm-hmm. Like, I crushed it. Like, this is perfectly flavored, but...
This is exactly what I remember, but I'm just
not in the mood for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've got to give it a lot of credit for its technical proficiency.
Yeah.
And I still like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give this a 78.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So...
That's nowhere near my, like, top.
Yeah.
20 or whatever.
Right, right.
But still good.
I'm going to... Okay, so this one is...
It's the best lychee soda I've ever had.
Eh. I mean, honestly, I think I'd prefer lychee Domine because it's not as...
Sure. Yeah, that one's a little sweeter.
Yeah, it's just... And it's lighter. Yeah. I feel like lychee is a flavor that should be used more sparingly. Because it is such a strong flavor.
I feel like so long as the soda isn't actively in your mouth, it's not terribly heavy. Like, everything but the sensation of it sitting on your tongue is super light. I think.
But I think that the sensation of it on my tongue was so heavy that I...
Oh, it is crazy heavy. Yeah, it felt like there was a lychee in your mouth.
I just can't get over that.
Buck wild.
So it is, and now I am... I want you guys to know, I did think of this because I was looking at the Christmas ornaments on Bill's tree.
They're good ornaments.
They're good ornaments. But I was specifically noticing the ones that are from Hallmark. And
thank God Hello Kitty is not staring directly at me.
Yeah, wow, that would be really creepy. It super creepy. Was. That would be really like creepy. And that's a big Hello Kitty.
Yeah, that's
like a 5-inch Hello Kitty.
No shock, that's Phoebe's. But yeah. we decorated the tree and we sat down. I was like, oh no. my pride and joy is that Simba, he's like sitting perfectly on the branch.
Oh yeah,
there.
That's good.
Yeah.
So what this soda was mm-hmm. if you go to Hallmark to mm-hmm. buy one of these fucking Disney ornaments or whatever, yeah. and you find the one, like you find it, like that is a really good ornament. Like, I don't, it's not necessarily from my favorite movie, but it was a really well designed ornament. And you go up to it, and it fucking plays music.
Oof.
Which just is too much.
Yeah.
It was such a well designed ornament, but then they have to put the fucking sound piece in it, and it has like a bass that just ruins it.
There's a music ornament over here that's like dying, and it's the funniest
fucking thing. Oh no. My sister has a Batmobile. That plays the Bat theme song, and like that's fine. But they have this year they have an X-Files one.
Oh, that's rad.
And it would be rad if it didn't fucking have the weird bass on it to play the shitty, because those sound chips are never good.
They're bad.
Wait, I don't think we can actually bring it over to play it because copyright, but...
No, this is not recognizable as anything.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of the X-Files...
This is the most haunted shit goddamn ever. But yeah, like...
It's a really well-designed ornament!
Yeah, this ornament...
They did not need to put that sound thing in it. They just didn't.
I literally have Abby's analogy.
That's so perfect. And I didn't know that was there. I just, the one that I thought of, because I see Rafiki down there holding Simba up. Yeah. And I was like, it's cool. It's got that bass on it. I hope it doesn't play music. And then it. So I'm going to give it like, I mean, it's a good ornament. It's still a good ornament.
Yeah, I'd hang a lychee soda on my tree.
But it's not...
But I'm weird.
...a great ornament because it goes a little too far. So okay, yeah, I'm going to really give good. It like... I'm going to give it like a 65.
65?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would put us...
I don't remember what you gave it.
78. Yeah. That would put us at... 71.5?
Yep.
I'm fine with that.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Diamond Lychee. The taste of 2017.
I don't know about...
It zagged on us. Its entire existence zagged on us. We didn't know Sprecher Diamond was going to happen.
I mean...
And that it was going to be so intense.
Okay, all right. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's the taste of 2017,
It's the taste of 2017. Right, well, it's much heavier on the palate than you expected.
Aww.
See you in the future, Soda Pals.
Woo!